Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri, encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Avani, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, and now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, the force multiplier of truth. After the 8 o'clock news, Ron Ferguson's going to be joining us, state rep. We're going to be finding out what we can do to reduce our taxes in Belmont County and really throughout the state of Ohio, reduce our rates for energy. And we're going to be talking with about a number of different things that can directly impact your life. That's Ron Ferguson, after the state rep, Ron Ferguson, after the 8 o'clock news, all right here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. I'm amazed by the lack of curiosity, in fact, even of the coverage of this story, this tragedy, by the local media. As far as I can tell, the only local media, other than me, obviously, who is covering this, there were a few stories, Channel 7. Give them credit. At least they did that, which is more than you can say for the dying newspapers of the publisher, billionaire Bob. No mention of that at all in his newspapers, even though he lives or had lived in Wheeling, grew up here. I think he went to Lindsley and has businesses here. And oh, by the way, the victim here played for Wheeling University, but no mention of that. Gee, wonder why. I'm looking at 9 trying to find where they were covering this thing or how they were covering it. I couldn't find anything. It's just quite remarkable to me. And to me, it seems like a very big cover-up and the issue, and it's a huge issue, and that is underage drinking at PNC Park. All the news reports indicate this guy, Cavan, Markwood, was 20 years old, and all the information that I've received from PNC regarding PNC Park's policy is you've got to be 21 to drink alcohol there. Sounds like somebody broke the law. Don't know who. But boy, oh boy, if I'm the Pittsburgh Police Department, I'm looking at all of this. What did the entourage do? What did they know and when did they know it regarding his condition, regarding how much alcohol he might have consumed before this event? How much alcohol did they buy? And don't give me just credit card receipts. I want to see, did you buy anything through your phone? What about cash? Did you pay cash for any of the beer or anything else you might have consumed? I don't know. I'd want to interview each one of the members of the entourage individually to find out what really happened. Who gave Kevin the alcohol that he wasn't supposed to have that could very easily, in fact, reasonably assume, led to his near death? I mean, my God in heaven. The pirates are saying, well, it's an accident, it's an accident. Well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something else. Maybe there was some negligence involved by the people selling the beer, by the ushers who were supposed to keep an eye on the place, and God knows who else. And the stories that you're getting from the entourage, they can be very self-serving because now they're afraid they might get in trouble. Someone gave him alcohol, presumably at the game. Even the pirates are saying he had 2 beers. And of course, just the idea of 2 beers, this big, strong football player, would cause him to go insane is not really likely. But even the pirates are saying this 20-year-old had 2 beers in our place and you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol until you're 21. Red flag, anyone? And also, my sources have indicated that billionaire Bob and his other some other family members are involved in businesses that are including whiskey. That they own at least one whiskey company and maybe other whiskey companies. And if there's an issue here with underage drinking at PNC Park, which clearly there seems to be with this story, news reports indicating Kevin was 20. My information saying you have to be 21 in order to drink at PNC Park. Maybe Bob Nutting is more concerned about this than most people realize because of his exposure regarding these other, at least one other business, a whiskey business, maybe several other whiskeys, whiskey businesses. There's a lot here. And that entourage knows an awful lot. And why you would have the pirates conducting an investigation, and God only knows what they told each one of the members of the entourage. God only knows what they told them. But where were the ushers? And this story, again, from CBS in Pittsburgh, Andy Sheehan. I'll read just a few parts that I think just jump out at me. A pirate spokesman said Saturday that a team investigation determined that Mark Wood showed no signs of being intoxicated at the time of the fall. I'll read that to you again because it's important. A pirate spokesman. The team investigation determined that Mark Wood showed no signs of being intoxicated at the time of the fall. But in the same story, the CBS story, I guess that's Channel 2. In interviewing fans in the section, the pirates say they have received differing accounts of Mark Wood's condition prior to the fall. While one fan said Mark Wood appeared intoxicated, others said he was conversing naturally and did not exhibit any boisterous behavior. So in this story, the pirates admit that there are differing accounts. And yet a pirate spokesman says they've determined that Mark Wood showed no signs, no known signs of being intoxicated. Well, if you're admitting that there are different accounts, how do you reach this conclusion unless you assume one of the accounts is bogus? It has no credibility. And again, if I'm the pirates, I don't care about the truth. What I care about is making sure that we don't get sued. Or worse, arrested. There's a lot here. There's an awful lot here that really, really needs to be investigated. And also, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for the Wheeling's bungling billionaire and PNC Park, another story that you don't get in the failed newspapers of the publisher, Billionaire Bob. This story also out of Pittsburgh. Police have identified the... Wait a minute here. That's not the story. I had it here somewhere. Where did I put it? Oh, here we go. Just bear with me. I got so many papers here. It's unbelievable. Because I really work at trying to get everything organized here for you and, you know, get you up to speed here. Video shows a violent altercation between Pirates fan and game day employee. I'm guessing game day employee is code for an usher or something. A game day employee for the Pittsburgh Pirates, this is also out of KDK, has been suspended. A game day employee for the Pirates has been suspended after getting into a fight with a fan at Sunday's game at PNC Park. Sources tell KDK it started when the fan and his friend allegedly started harassing a woman who worked at a concession stand. The game day employee intervened, sources said, diverting the two men away from the concession stand employee. Okay. Eventually, their exchange became heated, and the game day employee is seen in a video trying to walk away several times before the fan follows and continues taunting him until punches are thrown. Bystanders and other employees try to break up the fight, but within moments, the fan is seen spitting on the game day employee, at which time the employee takes off his belt and starts hitting the fan. The altercation was caught on video by a bystander. The Pirates' message We are aware of the unfortunate incident that occurred following the conclusion of yesterday's game between a PNC Park game day employee and a guest. The employee's behavior was entirely unacceptable, and he was immediately suspended. The incident is currently under further investigation. According to KDK, events like this are happening too much for some fans. Terry Gert was quoted as saying, "It's a problem. Nobody should be hurting anybody in these situations. We're all here to have fun, here to have a good time, and I just think we've lost our ability to be kind to one another." Billionaire Bob. Does he even have enough game day employees? Certainly didn't sound like he had enough based on this story. Maybe running a bare bones operation and then even sending people home early to save a few bucks, maybe there's a downside to that. But here you have another employee of Billionaire Bob, another person who presumably is supposed to keep an eye on folks for their safety, who ultimately uses his belt. Jeez. Welcome to PNC Park. Jeez. This in no way absolves the other alleged participants in this dispute, in this fight. I'm not holding anybody harmless. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the reports are here. But, you know, here we go again. Another story that you're not going to hear about here in the local media, certainly not in the Billionaire Bob's failed newspapers. But when you take a look at what seems to be a clear case of mismanagement, I mean, in just a matter of a few days, you have this poor kid who almost lost his life jumping over the railing there, catapulting himself over the railing after having supposedly just two beers. And again, where were the ushers, the game day employees? Where were they? Now you've got another one who ultimately gets into a fight because apparently there weren't other ushers who could come and, you know, show a force. And he ends up taking his belt to start hitting the Pirates fan. I mean, what a clown show this is. What a mess all of this is. And again, the local media is not going to tell you any of this stuff. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network. Let me just check my phone here for something. Just bear with me here. Let me see. Is this it? No. Is this it? No. All right, fine. All right. So much for that. So lots and lots of questions. Was beer involved in that incident as well? The latest one with one of Billionaire Bob's employees taking a belt and starting to whack a Pirates fan. Was too much beer involved in that? I don't know. But it might not be a bad idea to find out, I would say, to see if maybe there's some sort of a pattern here, I would say. And remember, alcohol, these aren't the only alcohol issues regarding Billionaire Bob's mismanagement of this one once great franchise. He was so concerned about squeezing every penny that he could out of this business that was handed to him that he tore down part of the memorial for Roberto Clemente in right field to put up an ad for an alcoholic drink, that Surfside. One of those people, the entourage, according to the news report, bought beer and these Surfside alcoholic drinks. And the blowback was so great that Billionaire Bob had to take down the Surfside sign, losing God knows how much money, in order to put back up the Roberto Clemente commemorative thing. And Bob and his family apparently being involved in the whiskey business. I I don't know. Where were the official, or excuse me, where were the ushers? For both of these events, where were the ushers? If you would have had enough ushers at the second event with the usher with the beating down of the Pirates fan, maybe it never would have escalated to that level. But if you don't have enough ushers, as a show of strength to dissuade members in the media, or not the media, but in the public, you know, from acting inappropriately, if you don't have enough ushers, then you have stuff like this. And then this, I kind of felt sorry for the usher. He felt the need that he had to take his belt out and start whacking away at the Pirates fan. And again, the common denominator is just the utter mismanagement of this franchise. It's unbelievable. What else needs to happen here for us to start asking some tough questions about Wheeling's bungling billionaire? Is it even safe going to PNC Park? Are there other examples of underage drinking at PNC Park? Do they have a very lax attitude regarding underage drinking at PNC Park? Does anyone seriously believe the Pirates conducted a fair investigation? Anyone?